pass a ball and place it to a player to put into net. We haven't. Yes. All we've got are long kickers at wing players.
Wait a minute, see, Bill, we can do that. It's easy as that. So, Bill, just easy for a second. You'll have plenty of time and you'll come back again. Look, play Bill back up again. Now, Bill, listen. He's coming back, but it's just I'm going to put the sweet on the end of his nose and he has to catch it when he loops up. You see, on the way, the default is Radio Times and the billing and teletext. It says, Danny Baker is here to answer your football questions. No. Of course he's still talking. This is a raw opinion program, which, you know, you could either ring up and throw briquettes or bouquets, but it's not a debating forum, never has been. You're thinking of what's happened to 606. There he goes.
Everybody's playing the hobbit.
Yeah, all right. Now,
everybody's playing the hobbit.
All right, Bill, now I've heard everything you said there.
Yes.
He hasn't been a clue I've been away. Anyway, so, Bill, and all I'm saying is, when you said earlier on, about half an hour ago, we haven't got anyone who can do what Kincladsey does. Now, Kincladsey was doing that against Watford and people, you know?
Now, he played against United last year, didn't he?
Yeah, I know, but even so, McManaman does that to a certain extent.
When he plays United?
No, exactly. When he plays against Leeds and Southampton, he does that. But he go out against Italy, and all of a sudden they say, no, seriously, son, it's a nice party trick, give us the ball back. And tonight, he looked frightened at us.
That's my point. See, all the top clubs of this country, you've got Liverpool, United, Arsenal, Chelsea.
Yeah. Talk about familiarity breeding contempt, and also, you know, in Britain being the most popular means everyone hates you as well. Because, oh yeah, but it ain't about that. We've got to look like the rest of the world does. And as I say, one of the things that came out tonight's game, and it's David Beckham, a real good player. Really good player at club level. But he's no Paul Gascoigne. If Gascoigne have been on there tonight, what you're talking about is, we agree here, Bill, but what you're talking about is chaos.
Yeah.
A player is chaotic on a pitch. Yeah. A player who gets the ball and the opposition thinks, oh, to start back now. Gascoigne, whether you hate him or he does.
I don't hate Gascoigne.
What you're talking about is not so much individual ball control, but absolute chaos. Individuality, call it genius if you will, but it's chaos. And tonight, England didn't have a cut. They looked like they were a load of poodles. They were like,
if they could find somebody in English clubs who could play like Gascoigne or Kincladsey, right, who can carry a ball through, beat four or five players, and don't panic and just pass it nicely, like he did with Rosler.
I think panic is a good word there, because the thing is as well about England tonight, and a lot of the time, I'm loath to talk about the fault of English football at the advantage of continental football. However, we do have teams, and tonight was a perfect example, and reflects, I believe, Glenn Hoddle's shallow personality. He doesn't look like a Pat Manfield with passion. He may have, but we should let us see it. He's reflected in a team that tonight looked like it could... Yeah, it could see itself being beat, and, I think we could get beat here. The Italians, they're on every side, but they look like they didn't fancy that. No, we don't fancy getting beat. Now, I'm not saying England sort of went, but they look resigned to the fact that it was a possibility. What's that phrase? The possibility of defeat does not exist. They looked like, no, it did exist. For England tonight, the possibility did exist, and they entered the pitch like that, and they looked like saying, what are we going to do with Edgar? What are we going to do tonight? We ain't got Tony Adder. And they looked like that. And they and you think, now, come on, you're men. Be men. Stand up and actually... I don't know what Glenn Hoddle's told you, I don't know. But after 10 minutes, it was plain. Here was a team that was prepared to be beaten, and that came across to the Italians. Now, I think Bill and I agree on some points here, but I didn't quite understand the fact that you can't grow players like we're talking about. And I also believe we give too much credit to foreign teams for being full of geniuses who can do everything. They're not. But they seem to be motivated better, and they seem to be managed better. And we were managed good for a while, but it's certainly drifting again. And the point of repeating myself, which I don't mind doing, I don't think you can lambaste Graham Taylor like you did for being stubborn and only knowing one way of football, and then see what we did in the first half tonight, which in another direction was exactly the same fault, exactly the same Achilles heel.